time comes, man will yet win. Brother may yet line up with brother.
The CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Today, Carl Sandburg, poet, historian, novelist. The minstrel voice of America, the teller of stories and the singer of songs. Recorded on his 79th birthday.
I've been long, early and late, New York to the Golden Gate. And it looks like I'm never going to cease my wandering. There's a human stir throughout our American song, with the height and depth to be found in Shakespeare. The rich and the poor, robbers, murderers, hanged men, fathers and wild boys, mothers with the soft words for their babies, workmen on railroad steamboat ships, wanderers and lovers of home. They tell what life has been for them. Like every day when I'm at all in health at 15, I gotta go find the guitar and pluck a little address and go over old songs and new songs, and as long as I live, I'm gonna be learning songs. Going from a world of tyrants beneath this western sky, we formed a new dominion, a land of liberty. Where we shall we're free, and as such shall ever be. Huzzah, 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 for a free America. Lift up your hands, ye heroes, and swear with proud as it came. For that that would ensnare ye shall allay his snares in vain. Would ye repent to all her force? We will earn and fight for brave America. The call to hardship, toil, and combat runs like a blood scarlet thread, woven through the story of our people. It has cost to build this nation. Living men and women in struggle and risk, in self-denial and pain, in familiarity with sacrifice, wound and death. Those living men of the past paid that cost. And all the record of American youth in the last war. Or the Korea War, but more particularly the World War. Their ethics of valor and endurance and imagination out of our era that has it so on so colossal a scale that very hard to get it. It hurries them now, I think, in proportion to the population, there's as many heroes now as there ever were. Maybe it's the man. But it's a long, long while. I'm moved to December. And the days go so. When we reach September. And I have lost one. And I walk a little lane, and I have not time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold, and the day greets me. September, November. And these two golden days, I spend with you. Each birthday, I'll spend with you.
Of course I've been asked lots of times. What do you mean out of last time? What do you want most of all? The kind of cold. Well, I've been thinking about it, of course. All my life I've been thinking about what I want off of life. And, I guess I could say, mainly five things. To be out of jail, first of all, to be out of jail. This is a free country. Something pretty nice about being out of jail. Second, to eat regular. Why not? And third, to get what I like printed. And fourth, we'll say, a little nice affection hither and yon over the American landscape. And then, maybe the fifth. Maybe the fifth thing that I need. It seems like every day when I'm at all in health, at 15. And these golden days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. What do I miss most? That's 80, but I would still like to have that I had in 60. Most. At 60, I could still run 50 yards. That affairs me. And I could run up most any stairs. Now I walk very slowly up the stairs. Not that I got any heart condition, but there are compensations. Seneca, the Roman philosopher, wrote about old age. I don't like the phrase. Frank Lloyd Wright and I are agreed that we have done some of our best work in our 70s, and he has done some of his best work in his 80s. I like the privilege of calling myself old if I like, but I don't like to be called old man. Because for one thing, I have a much younger heart for the things that the young love and enjoy over the world than most of the poets now setting forth their obscurantist lines. A whole lot of it is anti-democracy. The big general run of it. They'd be ashamed to write a poem for what they term the herd, the common people, politics, no, anything that might lead men to act. What they want is involved pleasure, high intellectual windings. They are latitudinous and sepulchral. The most of them ain't never had no fun. Just plain fun. When I was a boy, only, even in a small town, you know, there's a sidewalk, there's a concrete sidewalk, and there's a street book that is concrete. Very few kids nowadays that have known the luxury of running barefoot. Dust and mud. And, going to a corner and playing with a gang of kids till half past 8 or 9 o'clock and then going home and putting your feet under a pump. A luxury, no, come on. As years go by and longer, the more I feel sorry for those who have a few millions and gotta have money. And, never learn what Pascal meant
something saying that the miseries of men come from not being able to sit alone in a quiet room.
Well, I have radio now, they got a TV.
The books are enough for Pascal. You listen to the world series.
And unless you step out and turn the darn sound
off, you think that we're just dreaming of men wondering,
running around wondering how they get a shave. Ha, 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 ha. I use extra blades. Cigarettes will spoil your life, ruin your health, and kill your baby. Poor little innocent smile.
Just a mile.
All cigarettes are milder than all other cigarettes.
It's the wonder of the age.
I have often thought of the difficulties of running an apparatus that has its cultural phases. Where in a radio station, a TV station, reaching millions of people a day, and in the going, 18, 20 hours a day, 52 weeks a year, 365 days, just endless, that pressure on them. What to feed the listening public. And there are some operators of stations who are indifferent. And then there are those who understand responsibility. Freedom to print whatever you want. Freedom to put human utterance out on the air for millions of people to hear. That means responsibility, too. I was motion picture reviewer of the University of the Daily News for 7 years. I wrote over 1,000 motion picture reviews. The number of classics and then what they have produced out there, the number of classics is very low. Maybe 100. Certainly not more than 200. They don't take themselves seriously. The game of playing with the public. Most of them try to strike at the subconscious, the blood rather than the brain, the primitive. Violence, sex, those are in most of the great dramas and novels of all time. But the stress on them out there is a little too. No, this question.
Love me tenderly. Don't be cruel.
Oh, evening can come. Harada wilderness. Harada wilderness. Harada wilderness. Oh, evening can come. Harada wilderness. Sunny. The American family of man runs through our song, and they give us the feel and atmosphere, the layout and lingo, a region of breeds of men, of customs and slogans. In a manner and air not really regular. Listen. As a boy, politicians, the preachers, the 4th of July orators, they talked about Lincoln without going into details. They made vague figures to me as a boy. And after I had written the Rutabaga story, I began asking why there was no good book about Lincoln for children. And I planned a book to be titled The Life of Lincoln for Young People. And then as I got into the material about his early life, I found that it was
so much that hadn't been presented as I would like to have had it presented to myself years previous. So I went to work on the Prairie Years and soon had an electrician on the way to Washington and the work ended up in 6 volumes that had something like 1.5 million words. The book to follow, Always the Young Stranger, that book about the first 20 years of my life, will be every community of chance, how they've been used, hither and yon. In that book now, I'll be square. I'm going to meet a girl that has midnight black hair, still a few bronze hairs, but hair thickness of youth. And, I think she's smarter than I am. She's Phi Beta Kappa, the University of Chicago. She'll run rings around me in chemistry and mathematics. Well, I tie up with her and it lasts 48 years. When I was writing pretty cool poetry, she told me to go on.
The hard beginnings were forgotten, and the struggles farther along.
when the question is asked, why do you favor the democratic system when it holds so much waste, corruption, demagoguery, and other evils? We answer, because we have looked over all the other systems, found that they too have waste, corruption, demagoguery, and other evils, and we take our chances on the democratic system because of what it has that the other systems don't have. Under no other system can a man be so many different kinds of a fool and get away with it, and get paid for it. So long as he isn't interfering with other fools, he always has the alibi. This is a free country, ain't it? Personal freedom, a wide range of individual expression, with complete respect for the human mind and the human personality. This is the ideal of the democratic system. In all the literature, the documents of democracy, you can find this respect, this hope, this attitude of reverence towards the fullest possible flowering of each human personality. President Lincoln enjoyed quoting the Irishman who said, in this country, every man is as good as the next one, and for the matter of that, a little better.
Carl Sandburg, at 79, historian, novelist, American minstrel, speaker of the American dream, and poet. His favorite poem, it's a whole book called The People Yet. And here are some lines.
The people will live on. The learning and blundering people will live on. They will be tricked and sold and again sold. And go back to the American earth for recall. The people for secure and renewal and come back. You can't laugh off the capacity that takes. Brother may yet line up with brother. There are men who can't be bought. There are women beyond purchase. The fire born of the home and fire. The fire makes no noise. You can't hinder the wind from blowing. Time is a great teacher. You can live without hope. In the darkness, with a great bundle of grief, the people march. In the night, and overhead, a shovel of stars for peace, the people march. Where to? What next? Where to? What next?
You've been listening to the CBS Radio Workshop and Carl Sandburg, American Minstrel, recorded for Mr. Sandburg's 79th birthday by Joseph Worshba, edited in association with Tom Perkins, and produced in New York by Paul Roberts. Acknowledgments are made to Mr. Gregory D'Alessio and to Harcourt Brace and Company, publishers of Mr. Sandburg's work. This is Dan McDonald, inviting you to listen again each week at this time to the CBS Radio Workshop.
We are full of love, careless love, careless love, careless love, careless love, careless love. See what love has done.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.